Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Nun Aleph, and we're about to start Siman Beis. Before we start Siman Beis, let's just try and give some type of explanation to all of the points that the Chayyadim raised in Siman Aleph. So he said that there are six tanoim. So you have to eat it in the normal fashion, raw or cooked, which is what he's going to expound upon in Siman Beis. It has to be something which is pre-choshev as opposed to that which grows wild. It has to be the primary part of the pre. It has to be fully grown. It has to still be visible, recognizable, etc. And something which is, by the case of Asovim, he says, if they're generally they're not planted, similar to which we have by the case of the fruits, so you do not say the correct bracha. So one way to explain what the Chayyadim is saying is that the word pre is used in the Torah in two ways. It's used to refer to actual physical produce of the plants. It could be whether it be a plant or whether it be a fruit. That is the what we call produce. And it's also used to refer to the word as a product. It talks about the person eating. A person eating the pre of malaleum of their actions. So it's a borrowed term from the fruit of something, but the fruit of your labors is, we find in English, such a language. So the word fruit doesn't necessarily mean what we call a fruit. It means that which it produces, the product. So it means produce and it means product. So when we say the bracha bere pri ho'eitz, what do we have in mind when we say produce, when we say the word pre? Do we mean produce? Do we mean product? Do we mean both? It seems to me from the Chayyadim that it understands that it means both. Both of them are true. It has to be a pre. It has to be produce. So, arguably, if it's something which is not recognizable anymore, so that's lacking in calling it a pre. It's not a pre. It's something else. It doesn't look like a pre anymore. So the last point that the Chayyadim said. On the other hand, there's ideas of it being a product. I have something which grows on a tree, but it's not the primary fruit which grows on the tree. We could arguably call it a pre-ho'etz. That's what it is. It's something which grows on a tree. So it's the pre-ho'etz. On the other hand, it's not the product. Because since that's not what people use this tree for, it's not where they look to this tree to get this result. So that's not its product. Its product is what it's planted primarily for. So if there are multiple items which grow on the tree, one of them is the primary usage of the tree, and the other ones are secondary usages. They will be produce, but they're not a product in that sense. So they do not get the bracha of Brei Pyoetz. Something which is not fully grown, so in certain cases that ties into the halachas of what's called a pre in other areas of halacha besides Hilchos Brachos, regards to Meiser, etc. So I need it to be called a pre. I also have to argue that since people don't eat it in this stage, it's not the product that you want. If it's something which is raw, or people tend to eat it raw or cooked, you eat it the other way, it's the pre, but it's not the product, because it's not what people are plant this tree for, plant this sapling for, cultivate this item for, to eat it raw, when most people only eat it when it's cooked. So the idea that if you go through all of them, every one of them can be understood either a result of having to be a pre or being a product. So the derech, we say the way to be eaten, that's the issue of it being what type of product is it. Should be pre-choshuv, could be understood both ways. Should be the ikra pre, seems to be that the point that's the product. It has to be fully grown, that could be understood as both an issue of a produce and product. And it has to be nikra, seems to be a issue of a produce. There is actually a halacha in regards to that last point. Something which has been totally mashed, crushed, ground, etc., loses the bracha. However, there's one exception to that. The exception to that is something which the sole way that it's used is in that form. So therefore the halacha is a person takes spices and grinds them up, add sugar to them or honey to them, is able to eat them, the bracha is brepio eitz or brepio dom, depending on the spice. So we're comfortable to say that is the product. Well, that's the produce. But is that the product? Yes, so that's the product. That's what it's planted for. So because that is the product that you want therefore it's considered that is the produce as well. So these ideas seem to overlap a little bit, but that's a way to understand the points here in the Chayotim. Beth Hashem, the next year we will actually start learning Siman Beis and apply this concept of Derech Achila, Halacha L'Maaseh. Meanwhile, have a good day.